Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for more of your listener questions. I wonder how many listener questions we have answered over 12 years. It's been a lot, and I've enjoyed each and every one of them. It's always fun to not know exactly where you're going to go with the show. Sometimes it's cruise lines. Sometimes it's dining at Walt Disney World, resort talk, theme park attractions, just traveling questions in general. I love this stuff. So thanks for sending those questions. We've got a lot of them straight ahead for you today to get you through your Wednesday. But don't forget, three ways to support the Be Our Guest podcast. You can book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are the best of the best. They are a platinum earmarked agency, and they're going to take great care of you. You get lots of booking bonuses for booking with them as well, and their services are absolutely free to you. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great services they offer. It's a great trip planning tool to get started in your planning. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be working together on that next Disney vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, but every purchase helps everything we do here on the show, and it really does help a lot. So please bookmark it and use it often, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, become a patron of the show. This is the way to support the show during this lean times in travel, where you can get extra content. We have polls, we have behind the scenes pictures, we do have discussions, and you get a bonus podcast, a little mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. It's an exclusive little show for our patrons. So check out all the offerings over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1727 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're hanging in there this week, having a good one, and staying cool, because I know we're having a heat wave. It has moved from the Midwest over to the East Coast, so you're welcome. You guys have it. Now it's coming back to the Midwest here in a couple days. So, it's July. What are you going to do? I go to Florida every July, and not this year, not in July, hopefully maybe in August. But, you deal with the heat and you move on. You know, it's just how it is. So stay cool, hydrate, and thanks for being here for another listener question show, as we do every Wednesday without fail. We're here. Heat, snow, sleet. I shouldn't say tornadoes. We don't want that to happen.
No,
we
don't have a chance. Definitely not.
We've been through hurricanes, not in Missouri, but we've had hurricanes happen throughout the show's history. So anyway,
hey, I had a hurricane hit my house here in Georgia. So
true.
Irma hit my house. Irma. I had to get a new roof.
Sounds like somebody's aunt. Aunt Irma. Anyway, you just heard her. She is from touringplans.com and themouseforless.com. We have Ricky. Ricky, what's going on?
I just came back from the Orlando area myself. I had a nice long weekend at Universal Orlando, so I had a good time. It was good. It was really good. So.
Oh, also a happy birthday to you tomorrow, day early. I want to make sure I don't miss that.
Yeah, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Thank you very much. I went to Universal to celebrate my birthday early, so that was the whole reason for going. So yeah, it was a good birthday. I had a good time. So yeah.
So I saw a lot of stuff. I saw some voodoo donuts, which made me super hungry when I saw those.
They were so freaking good.
Oh my gosh! When we were down there for training, we did a Universal training for like two nights, I think 3 days. We stayed at Cabana Bay, but of course, like when you have 50 travel agents there, they're trying to woo you. And so we're sitting in like a classroom and they're telling us all about, how, the perks of staying at Universal, all the stuff they want us to know to sell their product. And of course, here comes these pink boxes. My eyes, Ben's eyes, everybody's eyes were just popping out of their heads like, oh my Lord, like sold. I'm in. Like, they were so good because they're so obnoxious, but they're so good.
Oh, they were so good. Yeah. And they have mobile order now, which is fantastic. So you can just mobile order your order for donuts and it's great. And they offer the nice thing about the Universal app is they at least offer the discount on the app, unlike Disney, which I wish Disney would do because that would make my life so much easier. And yeah, so I was able to get discounts on the Voodoo Donuts, which was nice. So that was fantastic. And but I will say, so for anybody who's going to Universal, do not sleep on Big Fire, the new restaurant or the newer restaurant that they have in City Walk. Oh my gosh.
Wait, do not sleep. Do not sleep on or do not sleep in Big Fire.
No, on. Okay. Don't sleep on it. Okay. It is so good. Oh my gosh. I had one of the best meals there. It was just absolutely delicious. Got a steak. It was cooked to perfection because I'm really picky about my steaks. They have to be medium rare and like more on the rare side than, you know, the medium side. And it was absolutely perfect. Had some delicious pork belly mac and cheese, some smashed potatoes with it. Oh, it was so good. So definitely try Big Fire if you are headed to the Universal Orlando Resort. It was fantastic.
It kind of looks like Whispering Canyon to me when you posted the picture.
Yeah, I mean, I it's definitely not as raw. Like, Whispering Canyon is kind of like, that reminds me of like cowboy rustic. This is just rustic. And so it's a little bit different. It's like campfire rustic. But yeah, it was so good. So definitely, I highly recommend heading over to Big Fire. If you're in the City Walk area, it was fantastic. So yeah, it was really good. Stayed at Royal Pacific, which was awesome. Because you get Express Pass. So granted, I mean, it's not like super busy right now, so you don't necessarily need Express, but it was great because we had it. So we just were able to just breeze into the lines and, you know, walk right on and everything. And it was great. So I can't recommend that enough either. You know, staying at one of the hotels that offer, you know, Express, because there's the three of them. That's the Hard Rock, the Royal Pacific, and the Portofino. So right. I definitely suggest that too.
Yeah. You should have stayed at Hard Rock, because you know one of the perks of staying at Hard Rock is you can get a like a real rock star guitar delivered to your room totally free. Yeah. They make you listen to it in earbuds, so you're not rocking out your neighbors, but you right there in your room. Yeah.
Well, that's the last of the like their deluxe resorts I haven't stayed at yet, so that'll be, you know, the next one. But it was nice staying at Royal this time because, and this is going to sound really bad in COVID time periods, but the last time I stayed at Royal, I was like so sick.
Oh,
like,
God, you can't say that. Yeah, Ricky, you gotta
I know. So like it was nice to actually enjoy the resort this time, I have to say, because I did not enjoy it the last time.
I'm gonna put in her lower third.
I was not sick this time, I promise. No sickness.
Lower third, patient zero. Go ahead.
That's what if for anybody watching, I have these wristbands still on. So they actually take your temperature in the morning when you are at the hotel, and they give you a different colored wristband. So that way, like, they can tell, hey, we checked you today, you're good to go, you don't have a temperature, you're fine. So yeah,
I'm worried if I go down, because I run every morning, that my temperature will be 112. I guess I'll have time to cool down after I shower and like ride the bus.
Yeah, I would say get it checked before you go out to run, after,
because you're at the hotel. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be a lot of fun stuff if we go down just to try the system. And hey, shout out to Julie, who's tuned in right now from Scotland. We're glad you're there. That's awesome. And we're going to answer your question. But let me get to real quick some of these from the inbox real quick. Let's see. Matt and Mary Rose Sansone had a tip to keep your glasses from fogging up when you're wearing the mask, because all of a sudden, I don't wear a mask. I'm a hermit. I don't leave the house hardly ever, except to drive up to Taco Bell. And we don't have a mask requirement where I live, so thank goodness that I can drive in my Jeep with my top down, no doors, and just live life. I don't go in anywhere. I just drive through Taco Bell. It's my only restaurant, really. And they're changing their menu, but that's a whole another show, so we're not going there.
Yeah, Mike's already probably upset.
No, it's nachos at Taco Bell. Whatever. We talked about that Sunday night. So anyway.
Wait, they're getting rid of nachos?
Nachos and my spicy tostada and my Fritos burrito, but we're not talking
about
that.
So literally everything you order.
Well, no, because now they have this double-decker taco that they used to have years ago that's awesome. But anyway. Okay, so she says, go to the dollar store and get a small can of Barbasol shaving cream. That's actually my brand, because it's the cheapest. She said, they say not the gel, not the balm, but the old-fashioned shaving cream, and wash your lenses with a generous dollop of shaving cream. I've only actually heard the word dollop ever like with a dollop of Daisy, like the commercial. Anyway,
this is Daisy.
That's right, a dollop of her. It will drastically reduce fogging. Between the heat and your breath, it can get foggy with a poorly placed mask. On our honeymoon last August, anytime we went from air conditioning, like a theater, bus, or restaurant, to outside, our glasses fogged up like the mirror in the bathroom during a shower with no mask. So I'm totally going to use that. Because the thing is, too, if you're traveling and you're a dude, I mean, I guess ladies don't take shaving cream with them, like for their legs, or I don't know, but I never paid attention. But boom, I have Barbasol in my kit anyway. So I'm going to rub that on my lenses and go from there. Because I don't like wearing glasses, but I'm going
back. So I know that people have questions about wearing masks and in the Florida heat since I actually did it this past weekend. I guess I'll share a little bit about that, too. So I have to say it wasn't awful. I got one of the masks that Universal sells. They're actually bigger than the Disney ones, thank gosh, because the Disney ones are teeny tiny. These are more fit true to size at Universal. But I walked around the park just fine with the mask on. You know, I did have some fogging up when I went like from outdoor or indoors to outdoors and things like that. But I just wiped off my glasses. And after I did that, I was usually okay. Mostly I noticed it on like the 3D attractions when, you know, you put the goggles on and then it would fog up then. But again, if I just wiped it off real quick, it would be fine. It wasn't awful wearing the mask. I have to say, like I had moments where it was a little hot. But again, I kind of just distracted myself and really just kind of kept on moving and walking and stuff like that. And once I did that, I was fine. Again, I didn't really notice it too terribly much. A lot of the time I kind of forgot that I was wearing a mask. So, that was really, really nice. So yeah, it honestly wasn't too bad. The only day that was really bad was on, Sunday. And that's when it was like ridiculously hot, like way, way, way hot, like upper 90s, I think. And so then I got a little, you know, heated walking around Disney Springs. But I mean, overall, it really wasn't too bad. So
when I have a mask on, I'm gonna be like when they, like at the rodeo, when they put that thing on the bull, like just to make them mad, you know, to make them buck. That's gonna be me when I have a mask on, because I just can't.
Well, and the nice part is that for the most part in say like a theme park, you're going from indoor to outdoor. So you're not really spending like that much time outdoors. So, you know, you're kind of splitting your time. So you get the chance to kind of cool off a little bit, you know, while you're indoors. So it's not like you're walking. That's why the Disney Springs one was so bad, because like, I really was mostly staying outside for the most part. Not going in attractions and stuff like that where there's air conditioning. So that was really the big thing that I noticed with that. But yeah, when you go in and out of like attractions and stuff like that, it gives your face time to kind of cool off a little bit too, which is kind of nice.
My face is always cool.
I know.
Just kidding. You know what? I'm just going to walk around with a drink in one hand, a pretzel in the other. And I said,
well, you can't do that anymore.
I know. I'm just kidding. I love that new rule. Like they had to say, you must be stationary to eat.
I
love the word stationary. You must be like planted in the ground like a tree if you want to eat or drink.
Yes. That
cracks me up. Because Scott and I, when this all started back in March, we're like, dude, we got the answer. We're just going to have a soda in one hand or whatever and a pretzel in the other. And we're eating and drinking constantly. Yeah, and just nurse it all day. But yeah, that was funny.
I will actually say Disney is enforcing the no gator thing because Brian had a gator that he was wearing. And Disney absolutely told him that he had to put on a mask. And they actually gave him a mask when we went to Disney Springs. One of the, you know, the blue mask, the paper mask type things. Universal does allow neck gaiters though. So if you really want to go to a theme park and you don't want to wear a mask, I guess go to Universal because you can wear gaiters there.
I have a sweet BR guest of Lizards gator that I'm dying to wear, but I can't wear it. I got my Fruity Zoo masks on order. So
yes. So
yeah. Truman the Tiger. Okay, let's get to the next question. It is from Kelly in the inbox. It says, hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I'm planning a girls trip in October of 2021 for my sister-in-law's birthday. Her birthday is the 21st, which is a Thursday. So we're going to fly out that day. So flying out on a Thursday and do the Halloween party that weekend along with food and wine. What's the best resort? We're planning our normal trip for December of 2021, so I'm not too concerned with where we stay. But there will be three adults and maybe my niece as well. So what do you think would be the most convenient resort to stay at to go to the Magic Kingdom in Epcot? Thank you, Kelly. Here's what I say. Well, it depends what your budget is.
Yes.
you want to be on the Skyliner. I'm talking Caribbean Beach or Pop Century. Or if you want to go deluxe, though, you could look at one of the Epcot Air Resorts because you could walk to the studios and Epcot. So I would do... I like Boardwalk. Go Boardwalk and... Because you're not going to... in October, you could still swim. It's still hotter than anything down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'd do Boardwalk, Yacht Club, Beach Club, whichever one you get a better deal at, or Caribbean Beach or Pop. There's your three.
Levels. I think that's good. That's exactly what I was going to suggest. Well, I mean the deluxe, you know, I was going to say probably Beach Club though. But the Skyliner resorts are definitely, you know, a good option as well if you're looking for that because it's so easy to use the Skyliner. So yeah, that's a good choice.
Mark's got a question in the live chat. What is separating guests from the NBA players in the bubble? And if you don't know, which I think a lot of people probably know by now, but if you're
electric
on social media,
shock collar, that's what it is.
No, snipers, really. Snipers. I don't know. No. Yeah. So you got to go on Twitter and go to at NBA Bubble Life. And it's an account set up by the NBA showing all these players, which some of the stuff enrages. I don't know who set it up.
But it's not the NBA. Well, it's definitely some guy.
I've seen stuff that's kind of angered me because like, they're lifting weights in the Grand Floridian and just dropping them on the floor is huge. But I mean, it is interesting to see how these, you know, millionaires are living basketball, you know, these athletes. So,
yes.
But I mean, really, they put up fences and physical barriers.
They actually did. Yeah. You know, I saw online that they had giant fences that they were absolutely putting up to keep them kind of enclosed. And I'm sure that they're in certain wings of, you know, the hotels that they're staying at. So, that they can't go out into, you know, the world. But I mean, they're getting to do things. It's not like they're not, you know, I've seen like, thanks to the Twitter account, you know, they've definitely gone fishing.
Oh yeah. Cause I think it's the guy that was our guide when Mark takes us out. Cause he's got his like special guy that always takes him. And I think it's the same guy. And he finds the fish. I mean,
Yes. So like they've definitely done, you know, things like that. I've seen them hanging out by the pool. You know, so they get to do things. I just think that they have to make sure that there are no guests around for, you know, so that they can stay in the bubble necessarily. But yeah, they're definitely allowed like out, just not like out.
The one guy, the one guy got delivery and he had to go quarantine for 10 days.
He had to quarantine. Yes, he did.
That's so funny. I wonder what he got. I wonder what he got. If he got like a Flipper's pizza.
I don't know. I heard that like they have to do this like, this type of quarantine for like the 14 days or something like that. And then after that, then they'll be able to like eat at some of the restaurants and stuff like that. But for now, like they have to have their food delivered to their rooms and, you know, that kind of stuff, which kind of stinks. But, you know, I mean, they're just trying to keep them safe, which I understand. But, you know, they're not happy with it, I'm sure. But, you know,
it's so cool though to see like it's cool to see practices, though, like going on at Coronado Springs, the convention center, because like I know that area. I've been in there for other events and it's so weird seeing it. You know, it's not weird to see a basketball game going on at Wide World of Sports. I've seen that on college tournaments and stuff on ESPN. But, like, when you see the convention centers being used for practice courts, and it's kind of cool because they brought in, like, you know, the floors from, like, universities in Florida because they're, you know, you can take them apart and stuff. It's it's interesting to see. If you know what you're looking for, it's kind of fun. All right, Douglas has a question. Are they doing rider swap right now at Disney World? How's that working? Do you know? I don't know.
I assume that they probably are. I mean, I wouldn't assume that they weren't. It was just a Universal, so like I know they were offering it at Universal, but I'm assuming that they would probably be offering it at Disney as well.
So. Yep. And Diane is asking a question that I'm not positive about any word on how the new Disney ships are coming along. Now, here's what I have heard in the cruise industry is that there's a lot of like fail-safe options for cruise lines when they're ordering ships to kind of fall back and not go through with the contract. Now,
got it.
The wish I think will happen, but I don't know about the other two at this point because cruising is going to take a while to bounce. But and I can't wait to get back on the ships, but cruising is going to take longer than most sectors of travel.
I think you're right. I think I definitely don't think it'll be, you know, 2022, 2023, and 2024. I think like they were talking about. I definitely not for that. Because I'm not even sure that they've started building the Wish yet.
I think the Wish is like very beginning of its build.
It's definitely like if it started, it's definitely very beginning. Because I follow a couple people who are like into the Disney Cruise Line stuff, and you know, like I know that they keep track of what's going on, and I haven't seen a lot of them talking about, you know, what's going on with the Wish. But if it started, it's very, very beginning stages, and I don't even know if it's actually started yet. I agree with you. I think we'll definitely see the Wish. We may see one other ship, and then they may cut the third, to be perfectly honest. It'll just depend on how things bounce back. I think Disney Cruise Line will eventually add that third ship. I just don't know. It definitely won't be in the timeline that they were talking about, and it'll be a while if they decide to add it.
The one thing about people that cruise is that they're adamant about, they'll have pent-up demand. Like, I yes. love cruising, and I've been posting on the Patreon over the past 5 days, like, day by day, of all the pictures I took on the Be Our Guest podcast cruise last year. So, you know, even the ones I didn't post on social media, so you got to see some crazy stuff. But, yeah, it's one of those things that I am so missing being on a cruise ship right now that I am dying to get back on one. There's a lot of people. Once you get that cruise bug, you're really kind of locked in. But I think for the Disney Cruise Line will bounce back a lot quicker than I think the industry as a whole because they have less, you know, if you're Royal Caribbean, you have 30 ships and you have Disney that has four right now, maybe five or six. Supply and demand says people are going to want to, you know, it's easier to fill your inventory. But the thing is, you know, just yesterday, the Bahamas put out no Americans can go to the Bahamas right now. So that kind of screws everything up.
and that'll affect when cruising can continue as well. You know, when basically if you can't go to the ports where, you know, you cruise to, I mean, you can't cruise. So, or they'll have to be creative and figure out new places to go.
I'd take a cruise to nowhere in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Cruise to nowhere is probably what would happen for the most part. I mean, I don't even know if they could go to Castaway Cay at that point because
it's licensed through
that's
Bahamas.
Technically Bahamas. Yeah. Yep. So I don't know.
Next question. It's from Jessica in the live chat. She says, first Walt Disney World trip. We were going to stay at Coronado Springs in the Tower next week. Little sad emoji. I feel bad. I hate that. Now thinking about going down Thanksgiving week. Should we try for the Tower again or stay someplace with additional transportation options? God, this is the killer. This is the killer. Because I stayed in the Tower at Coronado for Princess Weekend, and I loved it. That tower is sweet. And I know, like, the one guy that was in the Tower, Coronado Springs, the NBA player said Motel 6. I just want to punch that guy in the nose because that's awesome to me. I mean, don't be dogging out my Coronado because that room is sweet. But again, I'm not a millionaire and I don't, you know, whatever. My expectations are different. I loved it. You have great dining options. You have a beautiful, brand new resort. The rooms are great. Good place to run. It's got a fitness center. It's got quiet pools. Got an awesome, the dig site pools. Amazing with a bar next to it. It's really got everything you need, and the bus service there is really spot on because you're really close to all the parks. You're really across the street from the studios in Epcot, just down World Drive from Magic Kingdom, and you're really close to Animal Kingdom. So if you're looking at, like, say pre-Skyliner, it's a great place to be for transportation because you're a short bus ride from all four parks, honestly. Now the thing is, when you add in, you know, if you're looking at somewhere else, I'm assuming you're looking at a, you know, something like a Caribbean Beach, Pop Art, you know, Skyliner line where you're 10 minutes away from Epcot and the studios. That's something to think about. I would go with Coronado because you already had it booked and you probably did research. You're probably daydreaming about what it's going to be like to be at Coronado. I would do Coronado. I don't know. Whatever. Because, I mean, you're not giving up that much on but I did miss the Skyliner or Princess. I got to admit it. But Coronado is so great.
Yeah, I mean, if you're worried, maybe Caribbean Beach, but I like Coronado. The tower is fantastic. So I think it's beautiful, and it does not look like a Motel 6.
It's not. Oh, it's so nice. Yeah, that bugged me. The guy dropping the weights in the Grand Floridian room where you could just see the headboard on the wall and, like, no bed. And then he's like, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, easy, that's my place I love. Don't go so hard on it. Like, if my kid was doing that in my house, we'd have issues. But yes, I guess it's not my kid and it's not my house. All right, got to remember that. Diane has a great question. Diane's always here with our live chats. We appreciate that so much. Any idea how Disney's approaching its phased reopening process in regards to park capacity?
I mean, we don't know what park capacity is. So, they're going to test it and see how well they do with keeping people safe right now. And then as they have the understanding of, like, hey, we've got this down kind of thing, maybe we could allow, you know, a couple thousand more people in, that's probably what they'll start doing. And until they hit that threshold of, okay, that's enough, that's good. So, I mean, we don't know the numbers, you know, obviously they're not going to release that. But if I figured that's kind of what they're going to do is they're going to take a look at how things are going and add if they can. Cause what they've started with their base level of like the minimum that they're going to allow in.
And right now they're at, so my friends, the parents are down there right now. And Robert and Erica and Owen, they've been texting me since yesterday, the flight. Cause I'm very curious about the whole thing. They flew from Nashville. They texted me the Magical Express, you know, step-by-step process. You know, how long did it take? When were you on the bus? How did they load the bus? How many people were on the bus? You know, all that kind of stuff. How was it getting your luggage? And then, you know, they get to the Riviera, but then they go to Epcot yesterday. They're at the studios today as we're recording. And I'm telling you, I've had this conversation with Scott and Robert, both in a group text. And I did a three-person group text, which is against my religion. I know. It's horrible. I know. But the thing is, like, the crowds are so low right now. I mean, it's a ghost town that I've had this conversation that it scares me that they're going to close the parks because it's not financially viable to have a park that is that. I know it's all of our dream to be like in an empty park, but it's there to make money. And I know that if things get better, they can increase the capacity. I know they're being very, very conservative right now. Yeah. They'd rather have nobody. But I mean, you'd rather have it closed than have 12 people in the park because you're paying cast members. You know, you got to, there has to be a break-even point at somewhere. I don't know where that is.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't think unless they have to close, I don't think they're going to close at this point. You know, if you look at the real world stuff that nobody wants to think about, you know, the assistance for, you know, paying cast members ends at the end of this month. So they have to basically be open. Otherwise the cast members, you know, that they don't really have a choice. They need the money. You know, they're not going to be getting it anymore. The assistance at the end of this month. So unless something drastic happens, I don't see them closing the parks because they have to pay their cast members. Like they're, you know, it's to keep the cast members going.
I agree with that. However, you know, Disney is a business and they do have to make money. So I know that they're trying to support the cast members the best they can, but they're also, and again, this is an ugly, business thing, but they're beholden to their shareholders and they got to make money at some
That's
point,
true
which
too.
Is not
That's
great, but we'll get it done. All right, question from over in the Patreon. She asked and she said, if you need something new to talk about, I'm kind of stuck on something. I would appreciate your team's insight. If no additional attractions or shows at the parks open between now and January, and you had the choice of adding on a park day at either Animal Kingdom or Epcot, for a 4.5-year-old first timer, which park would you pick? We're already doing 2 days at the Magic Kingdom, one at Hollywood Studios, but our flight is leaving so late on the last day, 8 p.m., that we could do a fourth park day. We're arriving super early on day one, so that'll be a resort, explore the other resorts day. So you got a first-timer, be about 5 years old, preschool. Animal Kingdom or Epcot, if we had to go on what we know today is being open, what would you pick?
You know, that's tough. I know that there's so much to do as far as Animal Kingdom, you know, with the animal exhibits and stuff like that. So I think I'm kind of leaning towards that. If the parks don't add anything now, if Ratatouille opens by that time, which is possible, you know, then I might sway to Epcot. But I think I'm leaning more towards the Animal Kingdom at this point.
I think so too, because kids at that age are just enthralled with animals and you got a lot there. I mean, you got the trails you can do. Of course, you don't have the shows right now, the equity shows like Finding Nemo, Festival of Lion King. Those could definitely be back by then. But if we're just going by what we have now, you got Kilimanjaro Safaris. That's a great, great attraction for a kid that age.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to do there. So I would.
Navi and it's River a good journey. Like half day park for right now. I mean, you know, that's kind of what I'm hearing. Kingdom.
Yeah. And I mean, especially if is it their last day? Yeah, it's their last. Well,
yeah,
it's a big
it's
park.
Their last day.
But you could kind of chill out and just go around and see stuff.
So yeah.
A lot of that
absolutely.
Stuff is not going to have huge weights. So yeah, I would totally do that. Thank you, Carla, for being a patron. Appreciate that very much. All right. Natalie in the live chat, always here very often with us. Do you think there'll be a modified Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party this year? I know Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties have been canceled, but I'm still hopeful for Christmas. Oh my gosh, please don't let the Grinch steal Christmas.
It's tough, man.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. It's going to depend on what happens with the coronavirus. And, you know, if Disney can have it, they will, because like Mike said, they're a business, they need to make the money. So if they can have it, they will. Personally, I don't think they're going to have it this year. But who knows? I mean, there's a lot of time left between now and November when they start the Christmas parties. So, you know, they could turn that on a couple days before and go, ta-da, surprise, we're doing Christmas parties this year. So, I mean.
And the good news is with that, I mean, it was the same with, they had to make the call on the Halloween parties, obviously, because they started in August. Can you imagine August. They would be starting like in less than a month?
Oh, my gosh.
If they would have gone with them. That's crazy. But the thing is, like, they don't have to invent anything for these parties. They can, like you say, flip a switch and do them. But they do got to make the calls for the promotion and the ticket sales. So
Exactly.
I would imagine we'd know in the next month.
I would imagine so, too. But I don't think we're going to have them. Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would say no. Because didn't one of the Asia parks cancel? It was Tokyo. Canceled all Christmas festivities, everything.
Oh, did they already? Yeah. Okay.
I think it was last week. Let's see here. Julie from Scotland. She says, any news on annual passes? Have three trips due. An annual pass is more cost effective. Love the show. So here's my advice. If you need, and I've said this to a lot of my guests, even if you're getting an annual pass, if you're not sure when you're getting a reservation at this point, hang some tickets on the first reservation so you can make theme park reservations for your first trip. You can always get the value of those tickets towards your annual pass when you're at Walt Disney World. Just pay the difference and then you'll have an annual pass. If you're not sure, like your status, because a lot of people are like, I don't know if I'm going to renew, I don't know this, I don't know that, hang tickets on there, because the thing is, if you get your annual pass even before that first trip, you can pull those tickets down off of that reservation and make it what's called a basic package, which is just basic. It's a room only, but it's a package because it originally had tickets. It's an 8-digit confirmation number. It does have the 30-day final payment instead of the at check-in kind of. There's a few things like that, but you can still, it's the same price. So hang tickets so you can make your reservations for the theme parks. And then if you don't need them, pull it down because you got an annual pass ahead of time. So that's what I would do for Julie over in Scotland. Diane's got another good question. What happens at the theme parks when the pop-up storms arrive? Normally everybody runs for cover in stores or under canopies. How's that working with social distancing? I say I'm just getting wet.
So I experienced this at Universal. I don't exactly know how it works at Disney, but we had an absolute torrential, downpour at Universal this past weekend. And we were exiting off of Kong. And I mean, look at that point. Well, Universal will actually stop the ride at that point, and so they won't let people on because they don't want people, just crowding the exit. Disney, I've experienced, they do not. I was at the end of Toy Story Mania one time and just people kept crowding the exit and they were like, keep moving. So that's a difference there. But we just ended up going out into the storm because I didn't want to be confined with all the people. That's kind of your choice at that point. You can choose to stay with all the people or you can choose to go out in the storm. Bring a poncho, put it on and then head on out and find a place that's a little safer, which is kind of what we did. We found a place to stand that was undercover, that was not surrounded by people. We got a little wet walking to that location, but it was better than being completely surrounded by everybody. So, I mean, that's what we did. We just grinned it, bear it, got a little wet and ran for it. So,
and again, the whole thing is it's personal responsibility, like I'm not going to put myself in that kind of a situation, even if it's a torrential downpour. Now, lightning scares me, but I can always find a spot under something where I'm not going to be within 6 feet of somebody. I mean, you just get creative,
exactly what we did.
Don't run into the Emporium, go down, hustle to the Chateau, around the corner. There's not a lot of people in the Hatch store. Or something like that, just find an overhang, going to the train station. I mean, it might take an extra 15 steps. You're going to be soaked. Mallory keeps saying how she wants to ride Cali River Rapids when we go down. I'm like, dude, I do not want to get soaked. But, so I guess I'm going to be wet anyway. And I'm not wearing, no, that's for wimps. I'm going to get, if I'm going on, I'm just going on, just boom, boom, get me. But yeah, I can't believe people ride rides like that with ponchos. And if you do, I apologize. But I was like,
I've done it.
No, you got to just embrace it. You're going to be miserable. Your clothes are going to weigh 12 more pounds, and that's how it's going to be.
Look, I don't want to overshare too much, but a pet peeve is wet underwear. I'm not about that.
I hate wet shoes.
I'm not okay with wet underwear. So, yeah.
No. All righty. Let's see. We had another
overshare.
One. Yeah, that was an overshare. That was a Ricky. But we'll go with it. Let's see.
But it's a true problem. I'm just saying. Like, it's a common, true problem.
From the first world. Yes. I was actually watching Amazing Race 3. I've been going through the old seasons on Amazon Prime. And one of the contestants who made the final three, an old couple, Ian and Terry, they wore disposable underwear on the race so that they could change faster, like made out of paper. That was an overshare, too. Oh, so there you go.
That is an overshare.
If you're ever in the Amazing Race, there you go.
That's an option.
Ashley says she went to Hollywood Studios this past weekend and they only put 7 people on Star Tours. Yeah. And that's how they're spacing out the cars. And she still wasn't the rebel spy. Dude, that's bad luck. What if you're the only one and you're not the rebel spy? That'd really be bad. I guess you're just a good person. All right. I've heard that they picked the most evil person in the car to be the rebel spy because Mallory's been the rebel spy. Like
I was
going to
say Mallory has been the rebel spy. So, yeah.
I'm not saying it might be. Becca, thanks for being with us tonight. Thinking of going to Disney World in early September 2021. I've never been that time of year. What are your thoughts about going around that time? Are the days around Labor Day busy for crowds? I know, Ricky, you used to and still do sometimes go down for Labor Day.
I do. I love that time period. It is one of my favorite time periods to go. That time period is still, it's not like dead anymore. Well, I mean, it might be now, but like before all this happened, it wasn't like completely dead like it used to be. But you still have a good number, like a number of people who don't show up because, you know, kids are just starting back to school. So, you know, people don't want to pull their kids out of school like that soon. So I always find September to be a really good time to go. It's not as crowded as some other times. Like October is always crowded now at this point. But September I still find is decent. So yeah.
Here's the thing too. Okay. So getting back to my possible trip to Walt Disney World, which I've been talking about for like the last 72 hours a lot, because I'm really wanting to go, but I mean, it's one of those things. I said this on the live show. We talked Sunday night was that I literally have the two like Rallmans on each shoulder, like the go and don't go, because I'm like hot and heavy. You know, we're having lunch today. My wife, Mallory, Paige is out doing Instacart. So it's just us three having Jimmy John sandwiches, which I'd never had. The tuna is pretty good because we were totally out of groceries. It's so funny. Paige does Instacart. Yeah, we're out of groceries right now. So
yeah, there you go. Go figure.
Anyway, so Mallory's, you know, Robert and his family are down there, the parents, they're sending back pictures and stuff. So we're kind of talking about, she's pulling up the My Disney Experience app, all these low wait times. So I'm super excited. But then I'm like, is the time right? And a lot of reasons to go, a lot of reasons not to go. I still know if we will. I think we will, but I don't know. But the whole thing is, like, I just want to go so badly that it's just, it's like consuming me. So we'll see. We'll see. And people are, you know, posting all these, you know, people loving it.
I had the little Ricky devil and you know, angel so on my shoulders, hard. And I just decided to go for it. So, you know,
but my wife said, you know, a smart thing to do as soon as you get home is to do, go get a COVID test as soon as you get home.
That's true. That's true. You know. Yeah.
I mean, that's what Mallory's friend did. They went down to Daytona like 3 weeks ago just to visit some family and they got the test and that gave them peace of mind right away.
Yeah, that's true.
I forgot what I was going to add to that. Oh, here's the thing too. You mentioned school for this fall. If Mallory's school goes distance learning, like for the first quarter, like till October, we might not go down till September because she could do distance learning at Walt Disney. If I can work there, she can do distance because she can get her stuff done in a couple hours.
Right.
And with the parks not having super long hours, she could do it from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock or, you know, in the morning.
That's an afternoon break.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if distance learning happens in your district, that opens up a whole lot of opportunity for you. Anyway, last question of the day is from Sean. It's two quick questions for the BOGP crew. Number one, I heard a rumor Disney will not be picking up your luggage for you if you're using Magical Express. Is this true? Will we need to wait for our luggage and bring it with us to the bus?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. That is quick. I do know the answer to that. You got to pick up your luggage. You do. Sorry.
It started on July 16th. Here's the thing. I wonder how many of our listeners tuned in here on a Wednesday are like me. And again, I think this is because I didn't fly for so long. Like, I miss flying. Like, that's one of the things. I just want to get up in a plane because I know it's not totally safe, but I love flying now. It's like I've gone from the extreme.
Who are you?
I know, but I love seeing the planet so beautiful. I like seeing the clouds. I love it. Anyway, how many people enjoy, And I don't do this on purpose, but sometimes if I get in, because like a lot of times I'll fly in after 10, you got to get your luggage anyway. I kind of like getting my luggage off the little spinny carousel thing. Like, I think it's kind of so fun to like hear all the and like see the stuff come out and, you know, find out which belt your thing's on. Cause you got to watch, like, oh, St. Louis, you know, from the Southwest. And I like that. I don't know. There's a lot of things I like that are weird, but that's one of them. I like getting my luggage. It's fun. It's like a little game.
I don't mind it unless there's a huge delay in getting your luggage, and then like it's torture because
is there
you're
ever?
Just, like,
I've never had a delay. I mean, like,
yeah,
it comes up
I've definitely
quick.
Had delays, especially like here in Atlanta. Like, you'll have delays, and what really irritates me in Atlanta is they'll tell you like your bag is on one carousel and that it's really not on that carousel, it's on a totally different one. You're like, what? You told me it was going to be on this one.
Well, you know, St. Louis, we only have two carousels.
I know, you
and,
only
like,
have
you stand
two.
Right
yeah,
between
we have
the two,
more,
so you really don't have to worry about it in St. Louis. Like, it's either going to come out on your left or your right. There's only two, and
yeah.
they're like 10
no,
feet apart.
Yeah,
so.
You're fine. But like, in Orlando, definitely in Atlanta, bunch, yeah. you got the choice of, and like, it's never on the one that it says it's going to be on. So you really have to kind of look to see where, who's always on your plane and where they're at standing. So yeah, I mean, I don't hate it, but when there's delays, it's definitely taxing. Like, I've absolutely been there when I've just been waiting for my bag and waiting for my bag and waiting for my bag, and then when they start going around and
now,
wait,
I do
you start
get nervous.
Nervous
I get nervous because there was one time yeah. where like all the bags came out and mine didn't. I was like, oh Lord, is it still sitting back in the loop?
I know, yeah, right, yeah, I get all nervous. I've done that too,
because
yeah,
like so. But I always try, and this is another thing I do that I'm weird about probably, is I always get a seat. I always get a window seat because I got it. That's I love right. like I said, flying. I love looking out and seeing everything. So yeah. I get a window seat, but I'm always watching like a hawk when they load the luggage into the plane. I'm always
to
like trying
to
identify
because
my
yeah,
bags.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the cheap Amazon Basics, which a lot of people have, but I have stickers on them so I can tell if it's right. mine. Once I see my two go up the belt, I'm like, okay, we're good.
Okay, we're good. Yeah.
Especially on a race weekend when my sneakers are in there, I'm like, I got to know my sneakers are coming.
Actually, I wish Southwest would do what Delta does, because Delta actually, they scan your luggage and they will text or at least on the app, they'll tell you, hey, your bag is on the plane, which is so awesome. Like, I love that. I wish Southwest would do that. Like, they are so good at almost everything else. That's one thing that I wish they would pick up from Delta, because I think that's genius and it would give so many people peace of mind. So Southwest, if you're listening, start doing that. That would be nice.
My bags are free on Southwest.
Yeah.
Totally free. I just watch.
I know.
They haven't lost one yet. So
don't say that.
Now they will. Okay. And finally, Sean's second question. Are the fuel rod locations up and running again? And do you know if they still offer the free unlimited swaps in the parks? Okay. You got to be legacy now, right?
You do have to be legacy. Yes. So there are certain things. If you have already purchased a fuel rod.
Explain what a fuel rod is real quick. They're external batteries you can swap out, right?
Okay, yeah, you just basically said it. Thanks. They look like little batteries too. So if you're legacy, if you bought a fuel rod before they started charging, which was a couple of months ago at this point, then you're what is called a legacy fuel rod owner. And you have the ability to get free swaps. You have to do specific things to get that. I don't know exactly what those things are. However, I do know there is an article on Touring Plans that will spell everything out for you. There is a person that you can contact if you have questions. I think he's a pretty good person to ask those questions to. So if you are a legacy person, like my brother, he was a legacy person, but he couldn't find his information, I bought my fuel rod. He finally found it in his email, but he had to search for it. So, you know, if you don't have that or anything like that, you might want to try contacting that person from the Touring Plans article. But if you did not buy one before that time period, then you will have to pay for swaps. So if you want to swap it out, you're going to pay. It's a couple bucks or something like that every time. Now they do get, when you purchase a fuel rod, they do give you the like charging cords and stuff like that. So you can charge it at your, you know, hotel room or whatever while you're on vacation. You just don't have the ability to do the free swaps anymore.
So. Yep. Jennifer, she says it's called founder status. So it's not the same status. Thing, founder status. So yeah, it sounds very official, like you own the company or something.
It does, doesn't it?
And also, if I'm down there, just find me with my cargo shorts. I always have at least like 50,000 milliamps like on me at any time. So as long as you have a cord, you juice off my stuff. I bring lots of juice to the parks. And I'm not talking Tang. I'm talking electrons.
Yes.
So just find me. All right, that's going to do it for today. It's been fun.
I'm lost. I'm tired. I'm done.
I know you are. All right. We are going to get back together.
I want 4 hours of sleep right now. I'm so exhausted.
Well, that's what a fun weekend will do for you. Yes. You were down there. All right. Tomorrow on Thursday, we have the replay of last Sunday's call-in show. So we're doing that on Thursdays now. It's not an old show. It's from the previous Sunday, the call-in show. Then Friday, Pam Forrester and I, we've got this one in the can. We have a fun show talking about what we like at Walt Disney World right now. What do we like? What kind of we even talk about things we wish would hang around after this whole pandemic. So it's a kind of a longer show. We couldn't stop. We just kept talking and talking. So it's kind of fun. So we have all these shows coming up for you. Thank you so much for joining us for the live questions. We appreciate that. You can join us every Monday around 5:45 Eastern. We get together and record here on Facebook, and it's always fun to have all the interaction. Just thank you guys for being a part of the show. It's so much fun to get the feedback. I got a lot of kind emails this week about folks just enjoying the show, and that makes my week. So thank you so much for doing that. Don't forget 3 ways to support the show. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Just check out all the great free services over at themagicforless.com. Really, now is the time. Now is the best time to book that 2021 package or room only. We can do that for you right now. So just drop by there, fill out the free no obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be working together on that next Walt Disney World vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link. We appreciate that so much. It costs you absolutely nothing. It's absolutely free to you. You get all your Prime benefits. Stuff gets there lickety split, but it does help support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, become a patron of the show. Lots of extra content over there. Like I said earlier in the show, I'm posting pictures from the Be Our Guest podcast cruise last year, all of them, not just the ones that made it to social media. They're a lot of fun stuff. Sunrise runs, pre-sunrise, arrival into Castaway Key, all kinds of stuff that if you're missing the cruise line, it's kind of a little antidote. We do polls, we have discussions, and of course, Mike in the Midwest every Thursday as well. Just a bunch of dumb stories from growing up here in Missouri, but it's kind of fun. I talked about actually working at Space Camp last week.
Nice. And
I don't know what tomorrow's going to be. I think I'm going to talk about the shopping malls from around St. Louis and see how many people had similar experiences. Jamestown Mall. That was like the place to be growing up. And I bet you everybody had a Jamestown Mall. Had Northwest Plaza.
Yes. Yeah.
Then you had St. Louis. Did you ever go to St. Louis Center downtown? No, that was pretty cool. I only went once. Maybe we'll talk about that on Thursday. Become a patron. Get those podcasts over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Shout out to Jocelyn, who's heading down to Walt Disney World this week. She has subscribed. So she's also a listener here in the West Plex of St. Charles County. So have a safe trip. Have fun. Let me know how it goes. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. That's a lot. And I got to say this, because my buddy Peter Shannon from Canada just dropped in the live chat as we're wrapping up the show. Two words. Play ball. Baseball is back this week.
Yay!
Go Cards! We're going to bring it home. As long as we beat the Cubs, we can save 2020 by not helping the Cubs. And I know Wade and everybody's like going to shoot darts at me. Beat the Cubs. Just win the Central. Let's go Cards. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back again tomorrow with the live show, Friday with another fun discussion. We're always here, and we appreciate you being here as well. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.